Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron McInnes.
And I'm Stefan Thorgerson.
I'm the head brewer here at Iron Road Brewing.
I'm the other brewer here at Iron Road Brewing.
Awesome. So Iron Road is located in Kamloops, BC, up here in the Okanagan. So what got you guys into craft beer?
We actually met in music school and started homebrewing together.
Nice.
And developed into, we both just got jobs around the same time. I started at Bomber and he started at Main Street. And then he tricked me into moving to Kamloops.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty much what Stefan said. He started homebrewing and I remember going over to his house and being like, hot damn, tax-free beer. and then he got a job at Bomber, and I was like, I'd like to do the same sort of deal. And there's four friends of ours that, all from jazz school, that did the same sort of move into beer.
Yeah, it's actually brewing school. No one knows.
Exactly.
Capilano University Brewing Program.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to get a job in music, so...
Yeah.
And if you don't get a job in music, it's really hard to make money in music because...
People don't like paying for music.
No, they don't. No,
but they like paying for beer.
Oh, yes, they do. Well, yeah, actually, they don't even like paying for beer either, but...
Yeah.
You can't illegally download a beer.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try.
You never know, right? It might get to that one point.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like the next 3D printer type thing.
Amazing.
I would like that 3D
printer.
Well, don't they... What is that little... There is that little system now that like you put in all the ingredients and it spits out beer.
The Pico.
The Pico. Yeah. So it practically is a 3D printer for beer.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
I wonder how good it is.
It's probably terrible, but...
I imagine.
It's probably better than people's homebrew if they don't know how to clean things and everything.
Yeah, for sure. It's like Gurr making your beer.
Absolutely. Doom, doom, doom. So, yes, where are you guys originally from?
I was born in Edmonton, kind of lived all around Alberta and Manitoba, and lived a little bit in Nova Scotia and BC. Moved around a lot because my mom's a nomad, but landed in Vancouver to go to jazz school, and that's how I met Stefan. And as we just mentioned, like got into beer that way, and my mom lives very close to here, so it's a big part of the reason why I moved to Kamloops and managed to sucker Stefan into it. So
hopefully she stays here then.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I'm born in Vancouver and spent my whole life until I moved here there.
Oh, nice, yeah.
My parents aren't nomads.
Normal parents.
Normal parents.
Which, there's no such thing as normal anyways, but... Yeah. So, Iron Road's still a pretty new brewery. When did Iron Road open?
So we opened August 2017, so we're just coming up on our second year anniversary here, which we're pretty excited about. I started, like, before we sort of had a tasting room or anything like that, maybe came on board a little bit late to put my word in where I would have liked it,
but yeah.
Aside from that, things are going good, and then Stefan was, like, right on my heels. Stefan started in September of the same year. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years.
So, what was the direction you kind of brought the beers then? You seem to have beers kind of all over the map on the menu right now, but what was your kind of vision for the beer?
I think being in Kamloops and just being in sort of a new beer market. I mean, we've had Red Collar here for a long time, obviously, and Noble Bake's been here for like almost 9 years now.
Yeah.
So they've been sort of trailblazing before us, but we're trying to sort of create an approachable beer for everybody. So, you know, a lot of our beers aren't over the top, too in your face. Like, we try and keep bitterness down for the most part. Like, we've got a lager that we're super proud of, and we're trying to use that to sort of convert the local people to craft beer. And
definitely.
It seems to be working.
At least you've had some people in front of you, too, making good beer to
exactly,
do some of that work for you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah, what Noble Pig and Red Collar have done is sort of paved the way for us and makes things a little easier for us, but we're still trying to make sure that we're making approachable beer, but still flavorful at the same time.
That's important, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I always like to know kind of where the names of breweries came from. Do you know where the name for this brewery came from?
It came from the owners watching a documentary about the railroad. It's called Iron Road. Yeah, so Iron Road is just, man, I do too much random talking here.
No, that's good. The more of that, the better, right?
Hangovers, eh?
This is definitely a railroad town, looking at all the rail tracks going through, right?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of train lines that sort of finished their lines in Kamloops historically. And so they knew that they wanted to move to the interior. They knew they thought about Kamloops first sort of deal. And then, railroad was sort of the theme.
It's a lot more concise than my explanation. Thanks.
Yeah. So Iron Road being the obvious, the train tracks.
Yeah, for sure.
Is the idea. So you'll notice we've got various things in the brewery, like railway ties underneath the bars there for your feet. We've got spikes for tap handles.
Yeah, and you'll notice all of our beers are train theme names. Local pretty much.
Lager, Leaf Line, IPA. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's move into the brewery itself then. Let's talk about the system you guys are running. What's the size of the brew house to start?
We got a 15 hec brew house. It's a 3-vessel Ripley system. We've got a mash tun, lauter tun, kettle. And we don't run any single tanks. We've only got doubles and triples. We've got 4 doubles, 4 triples.
And a bright tank of each.
Nice. That's nice to have.
Yeah. And we're...
They're all full?
Yeah. All the time. The summertime is hitting us hard. We just got 2 new tanks, 2 new triples. And we thought that was going to be a cushion. And yeah. It's not a cushion. It's a necessity.
People get thirsty.
They sure do. It's hot in Kamloops.
Well, and I mean, I think part of the not having smoke this year, people are probably more thirsty.
Yeah, exactly.
Without choking on smoke from forest fires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Because yeah, I don't think I'd be as thirsty if I'm just coughing
just
all the time.
Staying indoors,
yeah.
Hiding.
No, exactly. With the air con on. Nobody's that thirsty in that environment.
No. Maybe for a hot drink at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Smoked porter, maybe.
Ooh. I'm into that. So how much beer do you produce over the year then?
So our first full year we did 1500 hec. And I think we're probably on track for about like 2,000 hec this year. And as we add more tanks, I mean, that's obviously just going to go up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of infrastructure things right now that we need to work on, and we're getting there. So, yeah.
Nice. Let's talk a bit about the beer then. Do you have a core lineup of beer?
We do. We've got 3 beers in our core lineup. We got the Locomotive Lager, the Red Bridge Pale Ale, and the Loop Line IPA. Our Loop Line IPA and our Locomotive Lager we can't brew enough of, it seems. So we've got about 90 hec at all times of each of those.
Nice.
In tanks. And we're selling approximately 13 hec a week of each, which is, you know.
That's a good number.
Yeah. It's a good number. It's interesting to maintain, but we're doing it.
Can't really brew anything else right now, though.
Yeah, we want to do more seasonals, but
yeah.
Here we are with 2 triples full of lager and a double full of lager.
Yeah, holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good problem to have, though, right?
It is, yeah.
Oh, darn, I have to brew so much of one beer.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we're super proud of the lager.
It's nice, because over time we've made slight adjustments, and it's really, like, the amount that we get to brew it, we get to see instantly, like, the slight change that we made maybe to the hop schedule or whatever, and I think we're really happy where it's at right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
I guess, can you talk a little bit about some of the seasonals you do when you have a chance?
Yeah, we do some barrel stuff, and that's not hard to do because it spends so much time in the barrel. We don't think about it and then try it after 6 months or whatever, and... but we also have some beers that kind of rotate every 6 months. So we've got the Handcar ISA, and that's for spring and summer. And then we've got a porter called the, what is it called? East India Porter is the name. And that's like a traditional East India Porter recipe that Aaron found.
Nice.
what was the book? What was his name?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we've got a porter that we roll in autumn and in the winter.
Nice.
And then we've got like the Boomer, which is our also. See, that's the thing is we have a lot of beers that we're trying to keep spring and summer, and we have to make IPA and lager all the time. So, but somehow we make it work.
Yeah.
And like right now, you have a double IPA on tap. I noticed.
Yep.
Tried that; it was really tasty.
Yeah, Laplander. Yeah.
Nice and hazy.
It's basically the Loop Line just beefed up with more hops and more barley.
Yeah. In train terms, a Laplander is somebody that's standing on a train and through the jarring of the train lands on somebody else's lap.
Oh, okay.
Which is a pretty appropriate name for a double IPA, I reckon.
Yeah,
I definitely agree. Wish I could have a glass of that, but
yeah,
no. Gotta drive home.
Yeah, exactly. So I can see, but you seem to can and bottle your beers, which is great. How far does that make? Like, is it or how far does that beer go?
Oh yeah, so we mostly try and sell within Kamloops, but we also distribute a little bit into the Salmon Arm, Scotch Creek, down to Kelowna a little bit. Like we're in the craft down there, and then Princeton, which is where one of the owners is from. We do a lot of sales down there, and then Merritt. So there's like a little bit of a milk run that we sort of do. And
don't we go to Prince George a bit now too?
Have done a little bit,
but not much. Yeah.
It's a long drive.
Yeah,
it is a long drive.
Very long.
You better be thirsty.
Yeah, I know for sure. Let's talk about the tasting room a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just let people know kind of what the tasting room looks like, or you know, some of the design?
We had a group of guys that were putting this place together when I started that were all pretty creative and super handy carpenters. So our tasting room is sort of like a somewhere maybe in between like a comfortable living room and a train station, I guess is the idea. We've got, you know, sort of the brick feel. There's a lot of wood. The guys like the woodworking, and luckily enough, they actually showed me how to do a bunch of it, so I got to help do some of the work in here. We've got like a super nice live edge bar all the way around the taps, and then we also have like a nice live edge bar that faces the brew house. I feel like of all the tasting rooms that I've been to, this is sort of one of the ones like you can come in your overalls, dirty after a day of work, or you can come in a suit and be comfortable either way. It's a really nice tasting room.
Yeah, it's a nice relaxing place.
Yeah.
I guess can we talk a little bit more about just the industry here in Kamloops? Because I know some of the breweries, but I don't really know it as well as you do living here.
For sure.
What's it like living up here and being in the beer scene?
It's a lot smaller. I mean, you know, there's the Noble Pig, and there's Red Collar, and now Alchemy's opened up, and ourselves, and then there's another one opening up, like hopefully as soon as possible here.
So 6 months.
Friday. Yeah. I really hope not, but yeah, it's been, they obviously get pushed back a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Government never does that.
It's totally different, like the environment working out here, like you can't really just go get yeast from Brass Neck all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we order and prop yeast, which, yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of, it's nice to work that way.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, like, man, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, we've got it's a supportive community for the most part. We got a super good relationship with Nick down at Noble Pig. We're constantly exchanging yeast and hops, and like we piggyback hop orders and stuff like that.
That's nice.
And do grain orders and stuff. I mean, everybody down at Red Collar is super supportive of us as well.
Good people there.
Yeah. I mean, we're really excited about Bright Eye opening. The main two guys, Brian and Tyler, there are in here all the time, every Friday.
Nice.
Like clockwork. And
man,
Mitch.
I feel like Brian's in here every day.
Yeah.
I'm amazed they can afford to be here that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those good engineering jobs. We'll see how they are in about 6 months.
Yeah, no doubt.
Won't be here again.
They'll still be here.
Yeah.
but there'll be less sleep, more bags under their eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And there's, I mean, I guess we should probably shout out to Redbeard, too. Redbeard does, like, an insane job of supporting the beer scene in Kamloops.
Oh, totally.
And they get crazy kegs, like... Like, they piggyback orders with Alibi all the time. So they'll I mean, they have, not Alchemist. What am I thinking of here? Portland. Or, sorry, Oregon.
Oh,
Apothecary.
Apothecary.
Yeah, they have Apothecary stuff there.
How much does a glass cost of that?
Oh, they have bottles.
Bottles. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, like but they'll also order in, like, Jester King. Like, they had a Jester King tap takeover.
Wow.
Yeah, they're a really cool place.
Yeah, it's a super cool place. And the food's great. And
it's essentially the Kamloops Alibi room.
Yeah. And a little smaller.
Yeah. A lot smaller. But.
Yeah. And the guy there, Mitch, is helping open the Bright Eye. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He's never going to sleep.
Yeah. No.
And somehow, he's always mountain biking, too.
It's true.
Big shout out to Mitch.
He must not sleep.
No, he doesn't.
Where do you see the Okanagan beer scene going? I mean, you're kind of seeing Vancouver stagnate a little bit right now, not a lot of openings. What do you see happening in the Okanagan? There's not as many breweries here for sure, and there's still quite a few people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about both the Okanagan and the North.
Yeah. All right, this is the Thompson Valley.
Yeah. But the North is super fun, like what's happening. Like all this stuff that the guys up in Prince George are doing, and Smithers, and Wheelhouse, and Michael up at Three Ranges. Like, these guys are just, like, the best people you've ever met in your life, and what they're doing for beer is awesome, and I'm super excited about that. I mean, Okanagan in general, for sure, but this community that's sort of growing is just unbelievably exciting, and, like, Stefan and I, and the owners, Richard and Jared, we all love all those guys so much. Like, it's such a cool community to be in. Even though it's a 5-hour drive minimum to see
anybody.
Yeah. It's like, it's still a really cool environment.
Yeah. I went to Three Ranges once on a road trip.
Did you get to meet Mike?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mike's awesome. Man.
Great guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep meaning to try to get up to his beer fest that they hold up there.
Oh, dude, Dalemont is the best.
It's just a long drive.
It is a long drive, but it's 150%.
You can stop in here first and then head up.
Well, it only adds 3.5 hours to the drive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man, Dalemont is the best beer fest, hands down.
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
It's nice because it's small. It's like, I think, 10 breweries or whatever.
Yeah. And
it's just like right on an airstrip.
Oh, really?
Mountains all around you.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful spot.
That sounds pretty cool.
Super chill and... Everybody's so friendly and happy.
Yeah. I'll have to do that one of these years. I went to the East Kootenai Beer Festival once, and that was a lot
cool.
of fun.
Yeah, I haven't been to that. That's cool.
Fairmont Hot Springs Resort at their ski resort.
Damn. That sounds awful.
Yeah, it was rough. Had to stay at the Fairmont.
Kill me now.
I guess one of the things I like to ask, outside of just coming to Kamloops for the brewery, what else can bring people here? And you know, obviously, it'll drive them to come here.
Mountain biking.
Skiing, music,
mountain biking.
There's tons of outdoor activities in Kamloops, and if you like to be outside, like, Kamloops is a great place. There's 15 lakes in every direction. There's fishing, there's hiking, there's camping, there's mountain biking. In the wintertime, there's ice fishing, there's skiing, there's cross-country skiing. There's people that ride mountain bikes all winter long.
Yeah.
It's just a great outdoor town. And, like, everybody you know hunts, fishes. Like, you're getting deer steak left, right, and center. It's just a... Yeah, it's like a redneck town without the bad parts of the redneck.
Definitely.
Yeah. No. Living here is fantastic.
Do you have any exciting events or projects that are kind of in the works right now?
We've got our second anniversary party coming up, September 14th, right?
That's okay.
Right. Yep. So we'll be opening up the back and filling the place. We'll have live bands and... a couple special beers for that day.
Nice.
Come on down.
Anything else, or Any special beers you're working on that you can talk about?
We've got our, I guess, I mean, this is a little further in the future, but we've got our bourbon barrel aged Russian Imperial Stout doing the classic.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, that'll be pretty good. We got four brand new Four Roses barrels for that.
Wow.
So that'll be probably out in early December,
Yeah, for sure.
I'll have to find a way to get a bottle of that.
we'll set one aside for sure.
I wouldn't say no to that.
What other cool things do we have coming? We did a collab. So one of the guys that we met in music school, his name's Octavio, and he's the head brewer at Snake Lake Brewing in Sylvan Lake, Alberta.
Oh, cool.
And super rad dude, and was coming through one day, so we were like, heck, let's do a collab. We did, and that beer was super delicious, but we decided to jam 400 liters of it in barrels as well with a whole bunch of peaches, and that'll be coming out probably before too long.
Nice. That sounds really cool.
In the next few months sort of deal.
Yeah.
And it was like a Brett Saison. I think there was four types of Brett in it.
He brought the yeast, and he actually didn't know which strains of Brett were in it. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's French Saison and at least four strains of Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
At least.
Yeah.
And now peaches.
Yep.
Yeah. It was called Flatlander to begin with, so now we'll put some...
Peachlander.
Peachlander.
Peach Desertlander, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
I guess.
What else we got?
We got a blueberry juice train coming out. We've been doing a series of beers called Juice Train, which is sort of a sour saison that we're doing, and then we're jamming a bunch of juice.
We're always jamming fruit and things.
Yeah, we jam some fruit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one we did was pomegranate, the second one we did was mango, and now we've got a blueberry one coming out probably this week, actually.
Nice. Well, before I forget, we should talk a little bit about your kitchen, too, your food.
Yeah.
Can you kind of talk on kind of what the kitchen has? And
for sure. So we're kind of like in between Mexican food and Tex-Mex food, which sounds confusing, but it's true. We're somewhat authentic, but also kind of veer towards the more cheesy side in a good way.
Yes.
And, so we've got some pretty tasty tacos. Our nachos win competitions all the time, and our kitchen wins competitions all the time, actually.
Nice.
And we, in the tasting room, we actually do 50% sales food to beer. So
wow, that's a really good number to have.
That says something. Yeah, there's people that come here and don't drink beer, which is beyond me, but they eat the food, which is good.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, basically you're just acting as a restaurant too then, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we got a pretty busy... I mean, for instance, it's Monday in here right now, and kind of see and hear how busy it is.
So. Yeah, it's pretty packed.
Yeah, every lunch hour is kind of like this, at least.
Yeah.
Lunch hour, what time is it here?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock,
yeah.
So like, it's just going to run into dinner?
Yeah, people like long lunches in Kamloops, I guess.
Is it kind of like island time then?
Yeah, maybe, in a way. We're surrounded by so many lakes, so
yeah,
it feels
exactly
like an island. Yeah.
Nice. All right, is there anything you'd like to kind of bring up before we about the brewery before we kind of close it out?
I got nothing. I got nothing in my brain today.
We had a staff party last night, so you're going to have to excuse.
Mostly me. Aaron's done a great job.
I don't know if I would say that.
Find it later, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I got anything.
All right, what are your... Do you know the social media handles?
Yeah, for sure. We're on Facebook. If you search Iron Road Brewing, we'll be on there. Our Instagram handle, I think, is just at Iron Road Brewing. And if we're on Twitter, I don't know anything about it.
Because
I don't
use
that.
No one here talks about Twitter.
Dicko talks about Twitter all the time. But I think it's his personal.
I thought he was talking about Reddit all the time.
Yeah, both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what about the address here?
So we're at 980 Camosun Drive. We're right across from the...
Camosun Crescent.
Crescent. Good work. We're right across from the TCC/University. We're a little out of the way and a little hard to find, but that just means that you're really thirsty if you find us.
Ah, GPS dropped me off right in front of this place.
Yeah,
so.
Perfect. Yeah, use Google Maps.
Yeah, yay Google.
Who knew?
In Kamloops, this is a really far drive from downtown, even though it's 5 minutes.
I think it was six.
Yeah. It's challenging for a lot of people, which I understand now.
If it's only a six-minute drive, though, it's probably like a 25-minute walk. Isn't it half an hour walk?
Yes, yeah, it's about
something
half
like
an hour.
That. Yeah. Yeah. There are people that walk here, yeah. We've got a couple that walk from the North Shore to here, so, I mean, that counts for something. In the winter, they'll do it.
Crazy people.
That's earning your beer.
Yeah, it is. You should get one free beer if you walk from wherever you were.
I mean, I would agree with that. I don't know. I don't know the legalities of that and everything.
Yeah, but don't tell Jared I said.
They're going to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Thanks, cool. Thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah, thanks.
My pleasure. And just before we close this out, I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters. You can go to patreon.com/PacificBeerChat. So shout out to Indie Beer Show, Liz from Hop Power, and Steve. Cheers.
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 Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at PacificBeerChat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@PacificBeerChat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.